Nitro is the glory. Welcome to the No Name RC Podcast with your host tonight, Keenan White, aka Lefty the Great, and if you are unlucky, the Finnish village idiot, JQ. This is the RC Podcast with no name, but plenty of content. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some serious bench racing.
Yes, indeed. Nitro is the glory, but E-Buggy pays the bills. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 34. It is Saturday, and we're releasing a podcast? What's going on here? That's not supposed to be released on Wednesdays. What? This wasn't my plan. This wasn't my plan to do episode 34 today. Hey, after that race that I watched this morning, I have to talk about it. But, I mean, we was planning on talking about it later on next week, myself, Joseph, maybe somebody else. But being as Joseph wasn't in the final, he was in the semi, he went out and did some cool things. He went out and got small driver interviews from all 13 of the A final racers. So all the participants of the A final, he got little small interviews from them. So it's pretty cool. I wasn't even expecting it. He just sent me all these by WhatsApp and goes, here you go. Make a podcast out of this. So here's a special treat for all of you, man. Here's to all the No Name RC listeners from around the world who support us and who send us messages and listen to these podcasts. This is a special treat from you. If you're as pumped about the Euro race as I am, then you're going to want to listen to what these guys have to say. Because you know what, man? I've been up since 2:30 a.m. And I'm still going. And I've only had one cup of coffee today. And I'm so pumped just from watching that race. I'm got the jitters. I'm literally shaking almost. I think I had an RC orgasm. That's what I think I did. Honestly, when I was watching that race, my son woke up and came just at the start. We watched the whole thing together. We were both shouting at the TV, on the last lap. If you have not watched this race, stop what you're doing immediately. I don't care what you're doing. If you're driving, pull over. Find somewhere, a truck stop somewhere to pull over. Go watch this race because you're doing yourself an injustice. This was probably the best 45 minutes of racing I've ever seen in my entire 20 plus years of RC. It had rain. It had action from start to finish. It had it came down to literally the last corner and inches between Berton. Congratulations to Ricardo Berton, by the way, first European champion, 2019 European champion, and congratulations to David Ranafalk, who drove such a great race, man. You want to see what defensive driving and being, just go watch this. Go watch it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. So, before I go on any further, let me just say thank you again to the No Name RC podcast listeners or the NNRC squad from around the world. Without this, we couldn't do this. Without you guys, we couldn't do this. Thank you to all of our patrons and supporters and go the extra mile. Without you guys, we couldn't do this either. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Let's name them off. We got Assault RC from Brent Densert. We got Techno RC with the Grassroots Racer Spotlight. We got JQ Racing. We have BK Servers. Don't forget to go check them out. Bipolar Designs, if you want to get some decals, want to get something wrapped, customized, check out Jason Darlin at Bipolar Designs. And our new sponsor, my buddy Clint Treadway from Texas, 454 RC Works. If you want to get some, he's got some cool 3D printed stuff. He's coming up with carbon fiber bits and pieces, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be doing some metal stuff. He does engraving, all that stuff. He even done that cool skateboard deck that we still didn't give away this race because Ongaro did not dominate like everybody thought, and almost everybody had Ongaro in their picks. So no Ongaro. Ongaro was fast, though. He was definitely the fastest guy, but as we know in racing, the fastest guy does not always win. It's the first person who finishes first, who comes over the line first when the turn rings. So, yeah. Good racing. Super excited, super pumped. We will do a recap later on this week. I guess we're going to have two podcasts this week. By this week. It's still pod, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm excited. I'm tired. I probably need a cup of coffee or two, probably some Red Bull in me, and I'll be fine. But you know what? We're going to do this podcast. And so we're going to start with, we're going to do them from 13 to 1 of the small interviews. They're small interviews. I think the longest one, maybe 3 minutes at most. So, before I go on, I want to state something. There are 5 Italians in this race. 5 out of 13. 3 Spaniards. There's 3 people from Spain. 1 Swede, obviously. David Ronnefelt. Savoia. Oh, Savoia had a great week. Oh, man. The shark was on fire. Elliot Boots had a great week. I don't know what happened. I mean, the rain was a big... It surprised everybody. It was not expected. And we have Burak Kilek from Germany, who did well. His brother did. Berkan won the junior final race. I got to find out how that works. But congratulations to the Kilek brothers, as Kilek, as Max will get me later on for saying their names wrong. But I am definitely going to butcher some last names in this podcast. So congratulations to those young guys. I believe they're probably the youngest competitors in the final. I know Burak is definitely the youngest one. But yeah, good stuff. Joseph, you know, bad luck for him. Bad luck for Max, but that's racing. Pecco Ivanon did really well in the junior category. He really even races 8 scales, more of a 10 scale racer and a large scale racer. Finnish guy. He's super fast. He runs JQ. He should really run some more 8 scale. He's so good. His mom was on the chat, YouTube chat, all weekend. Thank you to RC Racing TV, man. These guys did such a great job covering it. Nick Damon, Matt McCullen, and that crew, such a great job. Nick, like at times during the live feed, it was lagging because of the rain. And Nick does such a good job. He explains racing so good. It's like listening to the radio. You don't need to even watch the video. You just need to listen to him talk about the race. And you know what's going on. That's how good of... He is the best announcer in RC. I'm sorry if that pisses anybody off. But if I can listen to you without even watching the race, then you're good. And I know what's going on and you give me goosebumps, then you're good. So congratulations to those guys. Yeah. All right. So I probably forgot something because I'm so pumped. I'm tired, but I'm pumped. Number 13 was a young Italian by the name of Matteo Polito. I'm probably saying that Mattia Polito. Now, he is a Kyosho driver. He drives Novorossi engines, energy fuel, and he's an AKA driver. AKA had 5 drivers in this race. Now, I noticed Polito last year was it Neo or was it at the Euros? I can't remember. But Polito is a very fast, one of these young, fast Italians that I always talk about. Who's doing big things and he's coming up through the ranks. Believe he just switched over to Kyosho earlier this year. Super fast kid. He was in the semis and I believe he qualified right into the semis, which is always good. And then I don't remember where he started, but I do know that he actually broke on the first lap or second lap and his race was over. But that doesn't mean he's not fast. He's fast just to be in this field of super fast guys. So our first interview is with Mattia Polito from Italy.
I'm here with Mattia Polito. You made the main. Can you tell us about your final?
Hai fatto la finale, puoi dirci com'è andata?
Non è stata molto lunga. Abbiamo fatto una buona partenza. Solo eravamo in sesta posizione, solo che dopo il secondo giro, nelle waves in fondo alla pista, ho preso un cemento esterno al cordolo e ho rotto.
He said he was not a long final for him. He had a really great start. He was sixth, but after two laps he broke the car on the waves in the track. So.
Okay. Well, thank you and congratulations.
Next up is one of my favorite racers, Marco Baruffolo. This kid's so fast. Another fast young Italian guy. So much. Joseph calls him defend of Europe, but this guy's so fast. He has so much potential. He either breaks or he's always getting in the way of people or hitting somebody. He's getting a pretty bad name as a dirty driver, but I think he's going so fast, and I think he thinks everybody has to go as fast as he can. But he was doing well. He was fast all weekend, but he could never really get a good run together, but definitely had speed. I think he started fifth. I could be wrong, but he was definitely up there. He's the X-ray driver. I think he was the only X-ray driver in attendance, because there was no Bruno Coelho, there was no Martin Baer, which was really a shame. Reigning European champion doesn't show up for this race. But X-ray, he runs FX engines, runner time fuel, and he's a hot race driver. So Nicola Marone, they're in hot race. So Marco, he ended up finishing 12th. I believe he had some issues. I think he flamed because of the rain or mud or whatever. But here you go, Marco Barufalo.
Okay, I'm here with Marco Barufalo, one of the fastest drivers leading up to the event. You made the main. Tell us about your final.
In the first part of the final, with the dry track, the car was very good, and I was fighting for the first position. And after, with the heavy rain, I lost some times with stupid mistake. But after, it was very good, and when I was fighting with Burak, I broke the rear smasher.
The gears in the rear?
Yeah.
Okay. So you DNF the final, but you were fighting for top 5 positions.
Yeah. I was fighting with Burak that he finished third.
Okay, thank you.
Probably the fastest guy in the world, the current world champion, and probably the biggest disappointment of this race, Davide Ungaro, his home track, lots of pressure on him. He was fast, he was TQ, he was fast this whole race. Definitely the fastest guy on the track. He flamed out while battling with Ronne Falk in third. And I don't know what happened. I think he just continued to flame out. His car got heavy or water got in. I mean, it rained halfway through this race. But definitely this was Davide's race to lose. He does not have a European championship yet. He's still young. He has lots of time. So here's a few words from Davide on his... I guess you would say this would have to be a very disappointing race for him. But, you know, he's young and he's got lots of time. And I'm sure he's enjoying still partying like a rock star, even without doing as good as he would like to. If you guys don't know who Davide is, you're sleeping on a rock. But he drives for Associated, LRP Engines, Runner Time Fuel, and AKA Tires. Davide Ungaro of Italy.
Okay, I'm here with Davide Ungaro. Tell us about your final.
Final was good until the rain, and after the rain I flamed out 2 times because I was out of fuel. And I was fast, David and Ricky also, so congrats to Ricky for the win.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming in 10th from Portugal, João Figueiredo, I know I butchered his name, and I shouldn't, because I spoke to him for like an hour and a half on a podcast a few weeks ago, a couple months ago. So if you haven't checked out that podcast, go check it out. Yao is a Kyosho-sponsored chassis, He's running the Alessi-tuned engines, Nitrolux fuel, and he's on ProLine rubber. Now, Yao's been on a pretty good hot streak lately. I think 10th is okay for him. He's probably happy just to do well, but I think he had more in him. But you know, that's racing, and I think the rain in this race threw everybody for a loop, and Yao was probably a victim of that. So here's some words from Joao. Yeah, sorry, I messed up your name, Joao.
So I'm here with Joao Figueiredo. Tell us about your final.
I was going well. I got like dead last or something at the first laps, and then I just was catching up with everyone. When it started rain, the car was feeling good. Well, not with heavy rain, but the small rain, the car was feeling good. I was catching everyone. I got like to 5th or 6th, and I was on that position overall. Then after Ungaro stopped, I was running 4th, and then I had some issue with the clutch, and I just had to stop. So, finished time. Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, good job making the main anyway.
Thank you.
Finishing in 9th from Spain, the multi-time European champion, 2012 world champion, Mr. Robert Battier. Well, we all know that Robert is sponsored by Mugen running a Mugen MBX 8 chassis. He's recently sponsored by Maxima Engines. He's also running Maxima Fuel, and he is a hot race tire pilot, one of the fastest guys in 8 scale in the world. Little bit, I would say 9th is disappointing for Robert. He should be top 5, at least podium or winning. You know, he talks about it a little bit in his interview. Like, I think, like, just everybody has the same thing. It's the rain. But I think he got tangled up in some people. And, you know, you can never count out the wily veteran that is Robert Battier. So here are some words from Robert.
I'm here with Robert Battier. Can you tell us about your final?
It was difficult final. Started quite far from the top guys. Someone, I don't know who, just crashed me at the beginning. So I just started last. But it was okay. I have good speed. I think I had similar speed on dry conditions as the top three. So I think I could fight for the win. But it started to rain and I went down so much. My tires didn't drive well for the rain conditions. And then I flame out, so much water on the track. So it just, you know, gamble.
Okay, so a terrible final in the end for you.
Yeah, it just... I don't know, maybe we should start it before knowing it's going to rain or something, but we'll see.
But you were sort of creeping up the order when the track was dry. Did you feel confident that in the long main that you could maybe even fight for the top positions?
Yeah, I think I could fight, sure. I started with the Miami tire, which is clutching quite good for me. And the first 8, 12 minutes were not the best moment of the tire, and even though it was faster. So I think I could have good speed to drive with Davide or David and Ricky. I was already behind Ricky, so it was great.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
This was a surprise to me. Coming in at number 8, I've never heard of this young kid from Italy. Marco, and I'm sorry, Marco, but I'm about to really say your name wrong. Marco Ravaglia. I think that's how you say it. I don't know much about this kid. I know he's another fast young Italian, and he's driving a Mugen. He's using Vision engines, VS racing engines. I think that's what it is. Energy fuel, and he is an AKA driver. I believe he bumped up from the quarters. I can be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but I'll have to fact check that. But Another amazing run for the young Italians that dominated this Euros, man. I'm telling you, they have so much talent coming out of there. It's incredible. Here are some words from Marco.
Okay, I'm here with Marco Ravaglia. Tell us about your final.
Yeah, the final was good. I started in 11th position, and after the big rain, I finished in 8th. And I'm so happy because this is the first European in my life, and I think it was a good race.
So no problems in the final?
No, I flame out one time, but because I didn't do the minutes, I flame out at 6 minutes, and I don't know, maybe for the rain.
Okay. Did you have some good fights with other drivers on the track?
No.
Just driving around?
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations for your first European Championship final.
Thank you very much.
Another surprise for me at this Euros, finishing in the 7th position from Spain, was Brian Baldo of the Baldo brothers. I believe they earned the Rendezvous track, which is going to host the Euros next year. Another beautiful facility, probably the biggest RC track in the world. I remember Oscar always being the faster of the two. But Brian has definitely upped his game in the last few years. I haven't even really heard much about Oscar lately. But Brian is a Kyosho sponsored driver. He's running Bullet engines, premium fuel, and AKA tires. But I am shocked. I shouldn't be shocked, but I am. But he's definitely, he's been putting in the work. Here's a few words from Brian. And I'm looking forward to the Euros next year at Rendezvous.
I'm here with Brian Baldo from Spain. So, tell us about your final.
My final is fun because I depart 12th and I think in the minutes 4 or 5, I was 4 or 5 fighting with Robert and some more. But when the rain is coming, it's a little bit difficult because my car don't steering, the engine go down. But with calm and running, I finished 7th.
Okay.
Not bad.
Is this your best result at the Euros?
It's the same result than the last final I made.
Okay, so 7 is your position.
Yeah. But not bad. Very, very good. I'm okay. Super happy because the car was okay, everything, all the week, and we are comfortable. And
okay. Well, congratulations for another final.
Thank you very much.
Finishing in the 6th position, 2-time European champion and recent Silver State champion, and the man with the best hair in RC, Elliot's definitely a top 5, if not a podium finisher, so maybe this is a bit disappointing for him. He talks about it in this brief interview, but he's now, you know, he runs S-Works chassis. He's running the S-Works chassis with the Reds engines, Byron Fuels, and of course, he's been with Proline forever, running Proline tires. Boots, yeah, maybe if it would have stayed dry, he would have been faster and been more near the top, but 6th isn't bad. I don't think he can be too upset with 6th in the conditions that this race was won. So here's a few words from Elliot. Man, you know what? Elliot's here. I got to find out what he does. It's always perfect all the time. I don't know. What are you doing to your hair, dude? It's great.
Okay, I'm here with Elliot Boots. Can you tell us about your final?
I had a bit of a scruffy start, a few little mistakes, and then I dropped back, and then the rain started. I was on harder tyres. It didn't really work in the wet, to be honest. I got caught out with a lot of people, one person in particular, again.
Maruffalo.
How did you guess?
Lucky guess?
Yeah, so I lost me so much time. But yeah, I was just struggling with the wet. It was just getting worse and worse for me. And really, I got hit from him before. I lost like the shock collar on the back, so the rear end was just like sank down. But it is what it is, you know, when rain comes to a race like that, kind of, you either come out of it good or you come out of it really bad. I think that showed today.
Where did you finish in that?
Fifth or sixth, something like that. I couldn't really tell who was who, because he was just brown. Every car was the same.
Do you feel like you were competitive in the dry for the final?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've been consistently like top 3, top 4 a week. But unfortunately, you know, it just got everyone by surprise because it was meant to rain after. But, you know, it caught us during the run. I would have liked to have gone on softer tyres, but it is what it is, you know, and can't change it. It's okay. Everyone.
Well, congratulations on the strong showing and qualifying and another main.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Now we're getting to the nitty gritty. We're getting into the top 5 of this awesome race. And we got a young man from Spain who we're all getting to know. He drives for S-Works, runs the Reds engine, runs Merlin Fuel, and runs Seismic tires. Juan Carlos Canas. Now Canas didn't really show much speed all week. He wasn't blazing fast. He didn't TQ any rounds. But you know, he made it to the semi and he went directly to the final. And I think 5th is a good position for him. Could he have done better? Of course, because he has the talent to do so. But I think 5th is reasonable for Juan Carlos Canas. So here's a few words from him. He doesn't really speak great English, so I appreciate that he did come on and say some words to Joseph.
Okay, I'm here with Juan Carlos Canas. Tell us about your final.
At the start, not really good because I don't have grip, any traction. But when it starts rain, it's a little better compared to the others in the wet. But finally, 5th place, I think it's good.
Yeah, top 5.
10.
So you felt like the rain helped you?
Yes.
And after the rain, did you have any problems or everything was working
perfect? No traction because maybe the car 5 kilos, mm-hmm. But no problem, the engine, servo, it's all okay.
Okay, well, congratulations for a great top 5 finish.
Thank you.
Dan-an, 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 Then you see what that is? That's Jaws music. You know what that is? That's the shark. Renault Savoia from France, a.k.a. the shark, came fourth. He would have had third. He would have podiumed this race, but he ran out of fuel. Incredible. TLR's best 8-scale driver next to Tyler Jones. Tyler Jones is probably second because he's doing really good too. But the shark, the wily veteran, 3-time European champion. We had a really good podcast with him, so go check that out as well. But finished fourth. Showed speed all week. Really fast. Extremely fast. You know, he's TLR's top driver. So he's sponsored by TLR. Running is obviously the RC Concepts engines, Thor fuel, and he's the only J Concepts driver in the finals. Well done to Renault Savoia. I have a really newfound respect for Renault after talking to him on the podcast. It was really good. He's really open, very upfront. It's good to see him doing really well because he's a veteran. He's only 31, but he's a veteran. And he's in a good place right now. Congratulations to Renault. And here is a few words from the shark.
I'm here with Renault Savoia. It started raining and the shark emerged. So tell us about your final.
Yeah, the semi-final was really good for me. I started fifth, got a good start, and then I had a couple of bubbles and I was in the pack. But then the rain came out and my tires were amazing. I was picking up really good lines. I was faster than the lead. So I came back. I got into the second spot, I think, at one time of the race. And the sun came out and then it dried out a little bit. And then those guys got a little bit faster and then they got back in front of me. And then I was third for a long time. And then my pipe got stuck with mud, so I came out of fuel in the last lap.
Ah, so you lost third place
in the last lap. Yes.
No fuel.
Yeah, out of fuel. I mean, the car is super heavy right now. It's more than 5 kilos or so.
Okay.
So the mileage was 9 minutes, but we flame out at 650, something like that. It's just because it was pulling a lot on the engine.
But overall, this race has been really good for you. You've been on the pace.
Yeah.
You were strong in the semi-final in the dry.
Exactly.
So
I mean, I missed starting second on the grid for just a few seconds. So I was really happy. My car was amazing. Tires also. J Concept worked really hard to get the tires working and the compound. So yeah, I was on pace for sure.
Okay, well, congratulations for another final.
Thanks.
Wow. If Ronnefalk and Berton didn't impress me, this young kid did. From Germany, of Turkish origin, Burak Kilic. Kilic. I've been following these two brothers since last year when I saw them do really well at the Euros. Plus, my good buddy Quincy Aberdeen from Bermuda, who owns TQ Hobbies, is the biggest Agama Nemo fan in the world. And all he does is talk about them. But he has right to talk about them because these kids are really fast. Burak is incredible. I mean, what he'd done was incredible. He was in the quarterfinals. He bumped up to the semis. He didn't make it in through the semis. He had to go to the LCQ. See? LCQs are awesome. Another 15 minutes of great racing. He won the LCQ. Finished, was starting last on the grid. To come third in his first A final at the Euros. That is a Cinderella story right there. That is a story of great RC legend in my book. So I want to shout out and say thank you to my buddy Billy Tylaska and John Hazelwood and Ryan Lutz because I know that they're pumped about this. And congratulations to Burak Kilic. You know, obviously his chassis is an Agama. He's running bullet engines, Nitrolux fuel, and he runs AKA tires. Incredible what this kid done. And he's very young. I think he may be 17, just going 17. I'm not sure. But here's a few words from Burak.
Okay, I'm here with Burak Kilic after the main third place. So how was your final?
My final in the start was very bad. I had many crashes and then we started from the 13 on the grid, but in the end, starting raining and we're going fast, all the guys going to be slower, and that's why we finished third, I think.
So how did your car change when the rain started?
In the start, beginning was the car not so well, but then it's going more grip and more grip and more grip, and then starting to rain, and then we go faster and faster, but was really good.
Did you also tune your engine during a pit stop?
Yeah, during we going in pit stop because the engine was to reach and we make a little bit more and then going to be faster.
And you had a good race in the end with Savoia for third place.
Yeah, Savoia and me was a really good race, but then he stopped. I think his engine flamed, and then we took the third place.
Okay, so is this your first Euros A main?
Yeah.
And you start with a podium.
Yeah.
So great job. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The Viking, David Runnefalk, the only Swede in the finals. If you don't know who David Runnefalk is, three-time European champion. He won the Worlds in 2016. He is the Viking. He's extremely talented. He was my pick to win this. I really like how David's approaching RC. He needed this win. He drove so great, like, to hold off Ongaro, because Ongaro was really fast. But he drove so defensive for so long while he was leading the race. And even, I think he made some mistakes when it rained. And then the battle was on. And then once Ongaro flamed, it was him and Barton. Barton had one more pit stop than him, but I really think Runnefalk just took it too easy after that. And then Barton just caught him. And the rest is history. Probably one of the closest finishes I've seen in RC. Most exciting battle. I really wanted Runnefalk to win this. So, but anyway, congratulations to Runnefalk for a great race. The HB Racing Performer engines, runner time fuel, and Performer tires. So I guess he's pretty much not, he doesn't have a tire sponsor at the moment. So he's running whatever he wants. Here's some words from the Viking.
So I'm here with David Runnefalk, a hard fought second place. Tell us about your race.
I'm pretty happy still. Second, I was close to win. Led most part of the race, I would say. Difficult just with the rain, you know, everyone was struggling out there, and I think I was driving one of my best mains, to be honest, with conditions changing all the time, from dry to wet to drying up again to getting very slick towards the end. Not much difference I could have done. I crashed first pit stop coming into the pit, but I guess everyone had one of those in the main. It was difficult out there, so good job to Ricky. I think in the last 10 minutes he just had something more. I had to work a little bit more with my car. It was, for the condition, it was the wrong tire. I mean, everyone was on the wrong tire for that condition, but he definitely had something better, I think, on the tires towards the end, and he drove great. So, a well-deserved win to him, and I'm still pretty pleased with the second, even though it was very close.
Do you feel like you were more competitive in the dry?
I think, absolutely. I mean, it felt really good in the start. For once, I got a good start, I got up to the lead, and I felt very comfortable having them behind me. I didn't really focus on what they were doing, just kept my head down and looked forward, and it was going good. I saw it started to sprinkle a little bit, but it did for a while before it came heavily, and when it did, that's when everyone started to change up their lines and everything, and I also had to change up a few things here and there. But if it was dry, I think I would have had more advantage on my tires for sure.
Did you have the same pit strategy as Ricky?
No, Ricky, I think he pitted one more time than me. So I knew that in the back of my head as well. I was just struggling a little bit there after my last pit stop. The set 2-3 laps after, I missed some of the spots. The line was very narrow out there, and if you were outside, it was super wet, and the car was just pushing straight. So I lost a few seconds here and there doing that after my last pit before he pitted the last time. And when he came out after his last pit, it was just right behind me. And, it was a race to the finish line. And he pulled off a great pass on me. He was lucky the track marking wasn't higher than it was, I think, because he was one wheel on the track marking. I mean, it was all fair, but not really any mistake by me. He just pulled off a great move and he drove great. So well-deserved win.
Okay, congratulations for another podium.
Thank you.
Ricky, pretty Ricky Barton. Man, you done it. Congratulations. The young kid from Italy. Always known he's been fast. I think he got slated as Kyosho's number one driver after Boots left. He was fast all weekend. Him and Dave Ide, they battled for TQ. Wow, I'm just super impressed with what he done. He was way back at one, not way back, but he definitely fell back a lot. Came back, fought, just... I'm super pumped for this young kid. He done really well. Congratulations to him. 2019 European champion. I'm just pumped, like, you know, and you know what? You guys know how I feel about Kyosho. I'm not the biggest Kyosho fan, but congratulations to Kyosho. He runs a Kyosho chassis, OS engines, runner time engines, and Proline tires. Well done, Ricardo. We got to get you in the podcast. We got to talk about you so people can get to know you a little bit more. All these guys need to come on the podcast. I really like to talk to Borak, get his story. And super chuffed. Thank you, Ricky, for and David, and for putting on such a great race. Honestly, it was. I'm almost speechless now. It's just a hard thing to be. So here's a few words from Ricky Breton. Congratulations, 2019 European champion from Italia.
Okay, I'm here with Ricky Breton, the new European champion. Tell us about your final.
Yeah, we started good. We got some space behind us, me, David, and Davide. At the start, we were all together. Then I made some mistakes, and Davide and David got some space. I tried to close more as possible as the rain came. I was feeling good with the car, and it was really hard at the end as David was so close. And he's a champion, so I don't know what to expect, but I tried to do my best and figure out, so I'm really happy.
At one point, after the rain stopped, it looked like you lost some speed. You didn't have steering in your car. Yeah. Did you get nervous at this point? Or no. What did you change in your driving?
I tried just to, especially on the left of the track, I lose a lot of steering. Maybe, I don't know what or why, maybe the track. So I tried to go fastest in the corner and let the rear go away so I can close the corner faster and then dry out, so my car came back like it starts. So yeah, it was good. I tried just to push.
What about that last lap when you saw David catching? what were you thinking?
I arrived at the last tabletop and said I don't know what to do because I thought he was doing two and not 1-1, so I tried just to close and do everything. And we did it, so I'm really happy.
Okay, and one last thing, because I don't understand how this is possible. Because last year you took a break from RC. Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
1 year you didn't race RC at all. Why did you do that? And why did you come back?
Grande Franzo, hai sprecato un bagno, un dio povero, era da bere! Grande Ricky!
Saluta!
Cosa, sorry. Vai, prosegui.
Okay, we can continue.
Yeah, it was about... yeah, it was for school, I didn't think. Yeah, I was less motivated.
Oh, complimenti, complimenti, bravo.
So I find back, I think, my motivation. I had school, so I decided to stop. But yeah, I lost some motivation that I found back in September. I tried to come back stronger as possible. I practiced a lot, I think, with the new car. So yeah, I'm really happy for the result.
So the last 6 months, have you been practicing and racing a lot?
Or? Yeah, a lot. Build the car and practice with a new car. I think we made some improvements, so yeah, I'm really happy.
Okay, has this European Championship been one of your goals that you've been working towards this year?
Yeah.
Or was this just a surprise for yourself too?
I think we can hear prep, really prep. You never know how our goals. David was for sure fast, he was on track, so we tried just to do our best and figure out some more lap.
Okay, another thing I saw here was that you were alone. You didn't really have a mechanic, you were working on your own car, and your father only came for the finals.
Yeah.
So how was that for you? Everyone else has many mechanics helping, and you were just in the pits alone.
Yeah, because I feel well with myself. So, sometimes someone can help me, but this big race, with not so many action during the day, I think I try to do alone as my father can come, so yeah, I'm really happy.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you
really
very much.
Great job.
And that concludes the impromptu episode number 34, the Euro special. There are no other segments to this, as this was just something that dropped in my lap. I want to say thank you to Joseph for getting the interviews of the drivers. I appreciate that. Thank you for not being critical and actually being useful to me for a change. So, you know, I guess I have to give you some credit there, buddy. Yeah. Not too much, though. I don't want your head getting too big and then you'll be talking all this junk the next podcast. But I'm looking forward to talking about your version of the race, because even you were super stoked by such an awesome race. Yeah. And guess what? In 2 weeks' time, we get to watch a bunch of these guys race again on Asti in Italy at RCGP rounds 5 and 6. So I'll be looking forward to that. I'm pretty sure Ungaro is going to be looking for revenge. And I'm pretty sure Rana Falk is like, yeah, I got you, dude. Next, see you in Asti in a few weeks. I think they have the 10-scale nationals, Euros as well. We have the E-Nats coming up and Adrenaline in Virginia. I believe that's next week. Lots of racing going on. We have the 10-scale nationals coming up as well. So all good. Lots of racing. Summertime. Thank you to all of the listeners, man. You know, we couldn't do this without you guys, the No Name RC podcast listeners from around the world, or the hashtag NNRC squad. Thank you. Keep supporting, keep liking, keep sharing these podcasts, man. We got to get this, you know, got to spread the love and, you know, get the word out. Content, content, content. Thank you to all of our patrons who support us as well. I can't thank you guys enough for going the extra mile. Nobody won the skateboard deck, so we're going to save it for RCGP. Wow. Nobody won it. That's crazy. But I think that has a lot because everybody was expecting Ungaro. There were some odd picks too. But, you know, nobody had Berton, myself included. And, yeah, so we go on to the RCGP. I don't know when people's going to win this. So, pretty cool stuff. I'm sorry, guys. I can't give it away to somebody who wins it. At least somebody has to guess the order, or multiple guys guess the order, and then we spin the wheel. But, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a giveaway for the people that entered. We still have some of those cool car stands from my buddy Josh Bayham, JBRC Designs. He's got a few. My buddy Colby got a fluorescent yellow. It's super bright. Pretty cool. So maybe we'll do a short, small giveaway for the people that entered. I like for people, even when they enter, they take the time to enter these competitions. I think they should win something. So, yeah, I'll probably do that this week. I'll get on that. And, hey, thank you to all of our sponsors, man. Assault RC, Techno RC, JQ Racing, Bipolar Designs, BK Servos, and 454 RC Works. You know, remember, guys, showing our sponsors some love shows the podcast some love. So go check them out. We have some coupon codes attached to it. And hey, you know, you got to save yourself some money. Couldn't do it without our sponsors either. And wherever you guys are racing, have fun. Enjoy it, because winter's coming soon. And those who live in the Northern Territories, they won't be able to race outdoors. And Nitro won't be the glory. It'll be all about electric then. And those that live on the East Coast and what, then you got to worry about rain. So, not that you don't have to worry about rain. So, get out there, race while you can, enjoy it. Be thankful you guys have tracks to race at and people to race with. And just be, you know, do something positive. Help somebody. Do something. What goes around comes around. Karma's, you know, good. Do something good for people. It usually comes back. Maybe not right away, but it definitely comes back. And remember, Nitro is the glory, but E-Buggy pays the bills. And if you ain't grinding, you're sliding. And if you aren't having fun, it don't make sense. This is Lefty out. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Thank you for listening to the No Name RC podcast. Please tune in next time for more fresh RC content. And if you can, please also support us on patreon.com/thequaygrain. We will greatly appreciate it. And don't forget, Nitro is the glory.